This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to introduce Roger Stone as host of the fourth hour. Let me get Gerald Celente sometime to start hosting with us. We got a lot of new broadcasts, War Room coming up at 3 o'clock, David Knight in the morning with the real news. But there's some news that I forgot about getting into. As I checked it out, it was true. George Soros shorted MGM the week before the attack $47 million, meaning I guess he made way more than that. And then you've got the whole leftist agenda and the SJW Islamicists that own MGM. And Ellen DeGeneres is invested in MGM and is part of MGM and owns a bunch of slot machines with MGM. Or she gets paid money off those, Ellen's slot machines. So that conflict of interest is coming up as the whole cover-up implodes. Vegas survivor who died suddenly had planned group to expose cover-up. And look, I know there's a lot of globalists out there, but George Soros literally owns and runs the groups that finance the disinfo against us, the lawsuits, the lies, the projects, all of it. And it's an old, crazy, weird Nazi collaborator. It makes you ask, when is it going to end? So we'll talk about that with Roger Stone, the huge new Russia stuff. Gerald Celente, obviously the economy's coming back. They never said we could have a 3% growth again. We did. But there's big systemic problems. If he doesn't get the tax cuts, doesn't free spending, doesn't get rid of Obamacare, it's designed to bankrupt it by design, as you've analyzed, as your analysis has showed. If Trump fails, if the globalists with interest rate hikes and things are able to beat him, as they admit they're trying to do, will they get the blame or will the populace get the blame? And what can we do to short-circuit what they're doing?
The populace won't get the blame this time. It's going to rot from the head down. The IMF came out with a study. They just showed that the G20 nations have a total debt of $13.5 trillion. They're not going to be able to pay that off. It's all of the private equity groups, the hedge funds, all of this gambling that's been going on with this cheap money. And Trump talked about that during the campaign. They built a bubble that's ready to burst. And again, just as a fish rots in the head down, this crash is going to come from the top down. And we're already seeing it in certain markets. The high-end homes, the ones $1.3-1.5 million, they're not selling like they used to. They're not selling at all in some areas. The high, expensive, luxury condominiums aren't selling. We believe it's peaking out at the top. If interest rates go up too fast, they're going to go up 25% in December. 25 basis points in December. And that's not a lot. That'll be able to hold it. But if they raise them, say, three more times in 2018, you're going to see this thing come down. They won't blame it on the populace. They won't blame it on Trump. They'll blame it on the bigs. That's where it's coming from, and those are the globalists. They're taking over the entire world. They've taken over the markets. So when the stock market goes down, who's it going to affect? The 5%? Because the rest of the people aren't in it. So the other thing, too, that's important is that you know me a lot of years. When Trump got elected, within days, we said the Trump rally was real. It's still going on. If there's not a correction, and there has to be one, at the end of this month, we're saying there'll be about a 10% correction in January, February, or March. But if we make it through October, then it'll be free sailing until then. Because the market is, it's blown up. But again, earnings are well. Earnings are high. So that's positive, too.
All right, Gerald Celente, always thought-provoking, always powerful. TrendsResearch.com. Everybody bookmark that. And Gerald, please join us anytime you want to come on, not just when I think to get you on. Please, we're live like 10 hours a day now, so please join us on this transmission and the others. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for all that you do.
We're in this together. This is an exciting fight. We're fighting really some corrupt bad guys, and it's fun to fight them.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, this Bible is green and good, the Christmas right.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone's hosting the fourth hour, then the War Room with Owen Schroyer, and Roger Stone is coming up. Now, I saw this a few days ago, and I mentioned it, but I burrowed into it and actually went to the Securities and Exchange Commission. We'll put that on screen in a few minutes, and confirmed it. And with everything else that's come out, we're getting a really clear picture. You got SJWs that own the MGM. They're telling all their employees, we'll give you time off, you name it, if you just double the amount of money that we're giving, if you match it, we'll match the money you give to Soros groups, to the Southern Poverty Law Center, to the National Islamic Council here in the U.S., which is basically the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas connected. And then all this happens, there's a big cover-up, the media says ISIS isn't involved, this Comey, Mueller appointee covers it all up. It's incredible. But here's the headline out of Investment Watch. Wow, Soros had a $42 million short on MGM. See, he always gets all the inside knowledge. And so I guess made a couple hundred million dollars off that baby, put in right beforehand. That was perfect. And then, of course, you got this young lady. She was going to start a victims group of survivors that saw the multiple shooters and had their videos taken away by the FBI. Well, she ended up dead. She's 28. That story's up on DrudgeReport.com. Kimberly Schommel, 28, wanted to investigate. Well, she's dead now. Dead men or dead women tell no tales. Las Vegas security guard breaks silence on Ellen after disappearance. So he was going to go on Hannity, but then said he wouldn't. They changed the timeline. They was getting shot at 6 minutes before they claimed. Other witnesses said there was shooting inside the Mandalay Bay, but also at the Bellagio. Las Vegas security guard breaks silence on Ellen after disappearance. Oh, and look, Ellen owns and is involved, makes money off slot machines with the whole MGM leftist combine. Okay? So there you go. And now you got Vegas police blame journalist Laura Loomer for the missing security guard because he didn't want to be found, they said. He had to, I guess, get his 4 or 5 days of debriefing ready before the stories changed yet again. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Soros is like cockroaches meet herpes. It's like herpes with legs. It won't go away. It always comes back. I don't want to just sit here and make him the devil that's involved, but every time I got some group suing me, It's the New York Federal Reserve Board member, or it's George Soros funded, or it's, I mean, these people are after us. It's okay, because as they turn the heat up on us, Hillary had almost 3 billion, Trump 400 and something million, we beat him. He just went from billions a year globally to 18 billion trying to destroy everybody. It's not going to work as long as you understand this is a war, as long as you spread the articles and the videos, as long as you get politically involved, as long as you videotape yourself or start your own YouTube or whatever you do, just get vocal, call C-SPAN. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the great supplements, try them for yourself, get a CNN's fake news t-shirt, wear it out in public, meet like-minded people, get 50% off Anthroplex, male and female, libido, stamina, enhancement, you name it, especially the dry form of super male vitality, it's 50% off. Never done that before because I did this thing of going to 50% off sometimes. Folks love it. They buy even more. We bring in even more money doing this. The problem is it sells out of stuff and we have supply problems. Then we end up losing money. It takes a lot of money to run this operation. We're trying to expand. Please financially support us. Commit today. An additional 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. You can cancel anytime with one mouse click free. Sign up every month, every 2 months, every 3 months, every 6 months so that you don't forget and you get the things like coffee and other perishables and other things that you need to reorder like supplements. But Brain Force that Roger loves, one of the best nootropics out there, 20% more now in each bottle, Brain Force Plus. We have 50% off on that, but it's about to end. And we have some other specials as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And when you fund this operation, you thumb your nose in the face of the scumbags that stole their money, their insider trading, and all sorts of shady deals worldwide where he's been indicted and convicted and overthrowing countries and currency manipulation. You stand up against that Nazi collaborating sack of crap. So, again, thank you all for your help and support. We will defeat the demon no matter what. They don't want to car bomb us. It turns us into martyrs. But even the lady investigating, you know, Podesta, her car did blow up a few days ago. They just try to kill our names unless they hit you with that polonium that time, Roger, T-boned your car right after. But still, their whole Russian narrative blew up. How does it feel to be totally vindicated and be the first person on radio and TV a year and a half ago to break down the entire narrative? You've been proven correct in triplicate.
Well, Alex, I thank you for that. You were the one who called the entire charade about Donald Trump being a sexual assaulter and the left's new attempts to revive that already discredited narrative by getting women to step forward and bear false witness against our president. You predicted it months ago. Here it has come to pass just days ago. Look, when NBC Nightly News was forced to cover the fact that the Obama Justice Department, Mueller, Comey, McCabe, and yes, Rosenstein had been caught red-handed in a massive cover-up that they knew about Russian bribery and Russian shenanigans to get control of American-produced enriched uranium and to get Hillary Clinton and her husband paid off literally millions in order to approve a deal that allowed them to take control of our uranium mining, at least 20% of it. This has really busted Washington wide open. The exact people who are claiming that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians are the ones who were covering up Obama-Clinton collusion with the Russians. They are so busted. They are so caught red.
And what was it like for you to now see Sessions finally putting on big boy pants, getting out of his little baby shorts? I'm not being mean. A fact, and saying Hillary is under criminal investigation in the Judiciary Committee meeting this morning.
Well, not add that to the fact that the Senate Judiciary Committee has announced their own investigation into the Russian cover-up. It's about time.
So Mueller and all of their energy was desperately to cover up that they indeed had done it. You were the first to say that about, because you knew the history and it had been in news years before, about Podesta saying his time in the barrel was coming. They used that to claim that you had gotten it from WikiLeaks, which of course you hadn't, but they changed the subject from what they've done to WikiLeaks by extension claiming you're a Russian agent when they're on the tarmac literally handing over the uranium.
Now, let's be clear. I learned about John Podesta in the Panama Papers in January of last year. I further learned about it in a stunning piece by Jerry Corsi, then of WorldNet Daily, now of InfoWars, that exposed all of the inside dealing done by
Just get her on. She broke it. Oh, what happened to her 3 days ago?
Yeah, blown up. Isn't that amazing? The journalist who first exposed John Podesta, literally blown to hell.
Maybe it was natural causes like Seth Rich.
Well, and here's something else you have exactly right, Alex, and that is George Soros is the evil puppet master behind all of this. The lawsuit against me by Protect Democracy, this is financed by Soros. The lawsuit against you from this wacky group in California, financed by Soros. Why are we being targeted? Because we are onto him, and we are exposing him, and we are making it hurt. Now, this really pains me to say, Alex, but the dinosaur barbecue chain in New York, some of the best barbecue I've had outside of Austin, Texas. Locations, Baltimore, Brooklyn, Buffalo, Harlem, Newark, Rochester, Stamford, Syracuse, and Troy, New York. Taken over, funded now by George Soros.
So do not eat there and research every group, the NFL, all of it. It's all enemies.
We are boycotting dinosaur barbecue, which is a shame. Because it's the best barbecue I've had outside of Austin.
Yeah, but you know if he's taking it over, you know. It's what he does. He takes over something good, then he absolutely burns it down like Goodfellas. All right, you're taking over, my friend. It's a total war for America, 1776 Part 2. Spread the word, spread the articles, pray for us, buy the products, and we will defeat that dirty Nazi collaborator. He's going down. America's rising. Go to hell, George Soros. Go to hell, McCain.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling for
free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Sanders. And I know a lot of my supporters may not believe this, but I listen to Roger Stone whenever he's on InfoWars. It's a great program, at least in my opinion.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside. I'm Roger Stone, and you're back on the Alex Jones Show. When Senator John McCain was standing for re-election in the 2016 elections, Donald J. Trump had swept the Republican primaries and was on his way to sweeping the Arizona primary. Senator McCain was opposed in that primary in a competitive race by State Senator Kelly Ward. I implored candidate Trump to endorse Ward or at least withhold his endorsement from John McCain, but Reince Priebus and others persuaded candidate Trump to endorse McCain, who then fairly narrowly won his primary and went on to certain re-election as Donald Trump swept Arizona, as did all Republicans in the November election. That act of kindness in which Donald Trump could have ended the career of John McCain has been paid back with nothing but treachery since that time. Now, John McCain's red-faced temper tantrums, his Tourette's-like outbursts of pique, his seething meltdowns, his bitterness and jealousy are things of legend in Washington. John McCain is not a man in his right mind. As a Christian, I'm going to ascribe his erratic behavior to his illness, and of course, we wish him well in that struggle against brain cancer. But yesterday, John McCain went too far. He not only attacked our president, but he attacked the movement and the voters that elected him. This is disgraceful. I think we may have a clip. If not, you can see that Drudge led with this item. Now, Donald Trump, who is a street fighter himself, a brawler, a guy who battled his way not only to the nomination over 15 more experienced candidates, but over the vaunted, well-oiled, extremely well-financed Clinton machine, had words of warning for Senator McCain. He basically said he is not going to turn the other cheek forever. He has bitten his tongue as John McCain has scuttled the Obamacare replacement. He has bitten his tongue while John McCain said that the Russian collusion scandal was worse than Watergate. No, Senator, it's not. You have nothing. I bit my tongue when Senator John McCain said Roger Stone should be compelled to come before the Senate and explain his relationship with Yukanovich, the former president of Ukraine, and the Russians. Well, Senator, I'm going to say this slowly so you can follow me. I have no relationship with either. Your demagoguery is not appreciated. You owe me an apology. But while we're at it, Senator, I've got a question for you. Why did you meet with Oleg Deripaska, who was a bagman oligarch for Vladimir Putin during your campaign for president? You were warned by the FBI that he was a Russian agent, but you chose to meet with him anyway. Here's my follow-up question, Senator McCain. How much money did you ask him for your Republican Institute, a front organization that legally can take foreign funds, unlike your presidential campaign? John McCain was in bed with Vladimir Putin. John McCain was the Republican candidate for president colluding with the Russians. John McCain should be ashamed of himself. Now, let me turn to the controversy that has dominated the news today, and that is a claim that President Donald Trump has not reached out to the families of our fallen men and women who die in the line of combat. This is a manifestation, in all honesty, of sloppy staff work by General John Kelly, the White House Chief of Staff. I have confirmed that President Trump has either written to or called the parents and families of every fallen soldier that whose information has reached the president's desk, meaning any serviceman or woman whose family did not get proper respects paid by the President of the United States did not do so because of a failure by General Kelly to provide the president with that information. General Kelly's supposed to be, well, I'm the source of all information. And now we have a smear by Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, a black radical from Florida, who claims that the president told a Floridian widow of a serviceman, well, your husband knew what he signed up for. The president never said that. And Congresswoman, you look stupid in that cowboy hat. Congressmen from South Florida don't wear cowboy hats. It was stupid looking when you wore it in the state Senate. It's stupid looking when you wear it in the House. Lose the cowboy hat, will you please? So this, again, is the media seeking to distract from the big news. The big news the Obama administration knew about, had proof of, payoffs by the Russian nuclear industry, massive $145 million payoffs to the Clinton Foundation, a $500,000 payoff to former President Bill Clinton in order to get Hillary Clinton to approve the transfer of the control of 20% of the enriched uranium in the United States to the Russians, a company controlled by the Russian state. James Comey knew. Robert Mueller, both former FBI directors, they both knew. Then U.S. Attorney Rod Rosenstein knew. Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe knew. But no one was informed on the Private Seas Investment Board that had to approve transfer of the uranium control. Attorney General Eric Holder sits on that board. He was certainly aware, but he raised no objection to the transfer of this valuable strategic material to the Russians. So what does the mainstream media do? Ah, simple. We change the subject. You will not get reporting like this anywhere else on the net or in the mainstream media, which is why I implore you to get to the Infowars.com site, where we need your support and where Super Male Vitality and Anthropex Flex, both on extraordinary discount, but the synergy of these two products, the very, very best. Help us, help yourself. Help your male vitality if you're a He-Man like myself and Alex Jones by going to the site now. George Soros will not be happy about your purchase.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other super food ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
This is former mayor and the greatest mayor, Mr. 9/11, Rudy Giuliani. And you're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
That was America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani. I dare say if he were attorney general today, regardless of what you may think of him, I have a feeling that Hillary Clinton would be behind bars and her husband Bill and her daughter with Webb Hubble, Chelsea Clinton, would be on her way there as well. Joining us now, a very special guest. We have Pastor Mark Burns, who is the pastor of the Harvest Praise and Worship Center in Easley, South Carolina. Pastor Burns was labeled by Time Magazine as Donald Trump's top pastor. He was named by one of the 16 people who helped shape the 2016 presidential election by Yahoo News. And he has been an outspoken defender of President Donald Trump. Now, many, many people have been talking about the prospect of getting my friend Pastor Mark Burns to run for public office. Some speak about his running for lieutenant governor. Others say he'd make a great secretary of state or state comptroller. Still others are urging him to challenge Rhino Lindsey Graham down the road. But here's what people don't know, and that is that Mark Burns started by playing the keyboards and singing gospel music with a family group, the Burns Brothers of Belton, South Carolina. Now, I, for one, believe it's time for somebody in the United States Senate who can really rock out, and I think that's Mark Burns. Welcome to InfoWars, Pastor Burns.
Thanks for having me, Roger. I love that intro.
Well, this is, I think, important. I tweeted the other day that you were even casually considering public office, and that many, many South Carolina Republicans have openly urged you to challenge Lindsey Graham, who has been a thorn in the side of our president, kind of the Sancho Panza to John McCain, king of the rhinos. We all wish Senator McCain well with his health problems, but I had no idea after I tweeted this the firestorm it would engender. I've learned that you have many, many friends and admirers in South Carolina, both Republican and Democrat, and I think a lot of this has to do with the fact that you have been willing to stand up and say things that no one else is willing to say, particularly on the issues of the Confederate statutes and our heritage. So why is it that many people seem to be flocking to your standard?
Well, you know, Roger, again, people are tired of people saying one thing and doing another. People are tired of identity politics. People are tired of this race war and these false accusations of oppression from, you know, the Department of Justice. People really just want the truth. This attack on the Confederate statues, well, you know, pulling a statue down would add not $1 to a black person's bank account. And this is what Donald Trump gets. He understands I'm not going to focus on the fruit of the problem, which is race wars, identity politics led by the liberals and the Democrats. But I'm going to deal with the root of the problem, which is a lack of jobs. And Donald Trump understands that.
Now, it seems to me the entire argument about these statues is an argument about the past. I'm more interested in the future. All the black people I know, they're interested in economic opportunity. They're interested in safer and better schools. They're interested in living in safer and more secure neighborhoods. Everybody I know in that community wants their piece of the American pie. They don't want to argue about things that happened 100 years ago. To me,
absolutely.
I think it disrespects Abraham Lincoln, Dr. Martin Luther King, Adam Clayton Powell Jr., Malcolm X. These men led, and they've made progress. No, we are not perfect, but we are making progress. And I think you have said these kinds of things. I think it's why many people are rallying to you.
Well, you know, it's not about protest. We got to get out of the protest mindset. We got to get out of protest, and we got to focus on progress. How do we move forward? Again, focusing on statues, focusing on the Confederate movement back 100 years ago, it changes nothing for us today. It is not about civil rights today. It's about economic rights. Again, poverty knows no color. You know, what's happening in poor black communities is happening also in poor white communities. And the goal is we've got to focus on the real issues, which is jobs. changing the focus on this racial divide that is not bringing us together and start really dealing with the issues that's going to change all American lives in our country. Again, as long as we're focusing on the protests, nothing will ever change. Progress. How do we move forward? How do we work together? And how do we bring our arms hand to hand together? And that's the movement that's taking place. And you're right, Roger. I'm just blown away about and flattered of the so many people around the country that is saying, Pastor, you need to run against Lindsey Graham. Again, I'm so flattered. My number one focus right now is to just do what you said. Focus on the real issues that are plaguing our communities, African American communities. And guess what? Black people don't want to hand out. They don't want to. They want to hand up. They want opportunities. They want a chance to say, listen, I did this because I'm a hard worker. Like Dr. King, you're not going to judge me based off the color of my skin, but by the content of my character. And so people are tired of these identity politics, and they want real people who are going to stand up just like Donald Trump and just like Henry McMaster, the governor of this great state of South Carolina. I'm really adamant and I'm focused on helping elect the current incumbent governor, Governor McMaster, to continue to carry the torch to South Carolina.
Well, I saw that both you and the president endorsed Henry McMaster. I have, of course, known the governor back to his days as a U.S. attorney. He is most definitely the right man for that job and the man to lead South Carolina forward. I hope he selects a lieutenant governor candidate who can help him in the African-American community. And, yes, I do have somebody in mind who I think meets that criteria. Now, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but Lindsey Graham, that's 3.5 years away, whereas there are statewide races in South Carolina in 18. I do see the president's endorsement for Henry McMaster as being very valuable and pivotal. Some people said, well, it's like Alabama where the fellow he endorsed failed. No, actually, I don't think so at all, because Luther Strange was never a true blue Trump supporter, whereas Henry McMaster supports the president's program for reform in Washington, as you do.
I'm glad you did.
I do want to mention that people can reach out to you at Burns, hashtag Burns 54244. If you want to get in touch with Pastor Burns and help in his movement to make both South Carolina and America great again. When it comes to race issues, when it comes to economic issues, this man speaks the truth. He speaks to me. That's why I have been impressed by the number of people that are urging him to step forward. It's a sacrifice, folks. Don't think that Donald Trump ran for president because he needed to be somebody. He was already somebody. Pastor Mark Burns is already somebody. He's already having an impact on his community. It would be a burden, a sacrifice to run for public office. But leaders must lead. And if folks like Mark Burns don't step forward, then we are stuck with the status quo. We're going to have Mark Burns back here on the InfoWars to chart his progress, but Pastor, I'm honored that you could join us today, and I urge my fellow InfoWarriors to follow you very closely.
Thank you so much, Roger. I'm so honored to be here. And again, for everyone that is watching, just pull out your cell phone and text Burns, my last name, to the number 54244, and I'll be able to connect with you personally.
God bless you, Pastor Burns, and come back and see us. I'm Roger Stone. You're on The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Bernie Sanders, and there's a lot of corruption in this country. And if you want to hear about corruption, then you'll listen to Roger Stone on InfoWars, because he tells the truth.
This is Vintage Rolling Stones, a piece written by Chuck Berry called Carol, one of the legendary covers by the Stones in the 1960s. As we said in the first segment, we have learned that the Nazi collaborator and far-left troublemaker George Soros, the man who WikiLeaks revealed paid for the fomenting of violence at Donald Trump's campaign rallies, the man who is paying for the phony lawsuit by Protect Democracy that accuses me completely falsely and without evidence of having colluded with the Russians to hack the DNC and give the information to Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, a stone called lie, a falsehood, a myth, a fairy tale, a steaming plate of horse pucky that has been served up by the Democrats in the House and Senate Intelligence Committee. Mr. Soros has taken majority control of the dinosaur barbecue chain in the northeastern United States. Now, this is a tragedy thanks to Jonathan Tillov of the Austin American Statesman. I've had the privilege to have some of the finest barbecue in Austin, Texas. Austin, for those of you who don't know it, is the barbecue capital of the world. There is no better barbecue anywhere on the face of the planet. Sorry, you North Carolinians. But I must admit, dinosaur was a go-to favorite. They have a location in Harlem, New York, not far from my place. I live between Frederick Douglass and Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevards when in New York. And their locations, Baltimore, Brooklyn, Buffalo, where it all started, Newark, Rochester, Stamford, Connecticut, Syracuse, New York, and Troy, New York. This is a pity. Folks, I'm imploring you, boycott Soros. Boycott Dinosaur. Goodbye, Dino. We're not giving our money to a Nazi collaborator who is fomenting violence in the United States. We know who paid for the phony violence in Charlottesville. We could tell a false flag operation when this fellow Kessler, who is suddenly a white supremacist, admits that only a year ago he was an Obama backer doing demonstrations and violence on behalf of Occupy. Doesn't sound like a right winger to me. Sounds to me like a false flag. So, folks, join me on this boycott. Let's inflict a little bit of pain on Mr. Soros. The other issue that comes before us today is the entire question of the cover-up and what will happen next. Now, John Solomon of The Hill, Sarah Carter of Circa News, and our friend Sean Hannity breaking enormous news yesterday. We previewed it here on InfoWars as early as yesterday morning. What we have caught is a massive bribery plot where the Obama administration, the FBI, the Justice Department were well known to them that there were massive million-dollar bribes by the Russians, that there was $145 million funneled to the Clinton Foundation, that there was another $500,000 given to former President Bill Clinton to ensure the transfer of our technology. And who led this investigation? Why, it was at first FBI Director Robert Mueller, then under FBI Director James Comey, all under Assistant FBI Director Andrew McCabe, and directed by none other than then U.S. Attorney Rod Rosenstein. These are the very men who have set up President Donald Trump for the coup in which Rosenstein, on nobody's authority, appointed Mueller to investigate a non-crime, to find a crime. You see, folks, special counsel, special prosecutors are normally appointed when there's evidence of a crime and the Justice Department, for some reason, has a conflict of interest. In this case, Mr. Rosenstein appointed Mr. Mueller when there was no evidence of a crime. There are two separate questions here, and they're important. One is the question of whether the Russians sought to effect our election through some poorly written and badly targeted Facebook ads. The answer appears to be yes. Then there is the question of whether Donald Trump or Trump associates or Trump family members or Trump campaign aides or Trump friends of many years standing colluded, coordinated, or conspired with the Russians to help elect Donald Trump. And there is, to this day, Not a scintilla of evidence, not an iota of evidence that that was the case. The senator from North Carolina, former used car dealer Richard Burr, was forced to come out and said, well, so far we have no evidence. And then Congressman Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House committee, who stunningly claimed in the hearing in which I participated that the FBI was allowed to examine the server of the DNC, backed up by Congresswoman Jackie Speier and vigorously contested by Congressman Trey Gowdy, who pointed out that James Comey and Secretary Johnson both sat before the Intelligence Committee and swore under oath that the DNC did not let the FBI examine their servers to see if there ever was really a hack. So I think it's incumbent on Congressman Schiff and Congressman Speier to clarify their comments. If they know something we don't know, they have some obligation to tell the American people. But the Nation magazine piece highlighting the veterans of intelligence like William Binney, Ray McGovern, and others who have pointed out that the hard science indicates that the DNC was never hacked by anyone, never mind the Russians. That this narrative was invented by John Podesta and the Democrats to distract from what we now know from yesterday's disclosures was a $1 million scam to have the Russians line the pockets of the Clintons in return for control of 20% of America's enriched uranium. What we have here, folks, is a cover-up. My question yesterday was, since it was The Hill and Circa News and InfoWars and Sean Hannity making these exposures, would the mainstream media pick up this story and do it justice? Now that Senator Chuck Grassley's Senate Judiciary Committee has launched an open investigation into this treachery, it is highly unlikely that a cover-up can be successful. Folks, this is the kind of breaking news you can only get at InfoWars, which is why I again ask you, go to the InfoWars.com store, where we have some extraordinary specials going on. And for a limited time, BioTrue Selenium is 40% off. Now, you cannot get better 100% organic selenium, which was made, truthfully, from mustard seeds. This is an essential trace mineral that you need in a highly potent all-natural supplement. It can boost your cardiovascular and thyroid health, and it keeps the body moving and functioning at our healthiest. I found adding this to my regimen has really helped my workouts. I have been able to run longer, do cardio longer, and I'm no fan of the cardio, I admit it. At the same time, you've got an extraordinary special on Secret 12, which is 40% off. These products are not going to last very long with these deep discounts. Alex Jones has really gone crazy, in my view, and is offering now BrainForce at 50% off. You're talking about Super Male Vitality at 30% off. You're talking about Secret 12 at 40% off. You're talking about BioTrue Selenium at 50% off. Take advantage of these deep discounts today. Help us fight the globalists. Make George Soros unhappy. Place your order.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.